from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time to wake up. With a nice cup of morning roast.
Shut up.
Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, a Friday here on the roast. It's a non-payday Friday, but a 50-cent Friday. Don't worry, payday will be next week. We all need the cash, trust me. Shout out to everybody out there. Good morning to all the overnight workers, all the graveyard shift workers, all the truck drivers. Where's Ron and Hayward been? I haven't heard from him in a while. All the janitors, teachers, cops, all the high school coaches. Coach Ski from Lowell, good friend. Coach Keeves, of course, and everybody out there. He's out in the East, but I haven't seen Ski in a long, long time. Of course, the overnight dancers. I mean, it's a big weekend for them. Big weekend. A lot going on in the Bay Area.
Why is this weekend bigger than
it's
others?
Always, it's always a big weekend for them. But Monday Night Football, all the New Yorkers coming into town, they need something to do late at night. Why not come to the city? San Francisco.
Clean it up, Auntie.
I'm sorry. I will clean it. Well, yeah. I'll try to clean it up. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. And don't miss the kickoff show Monday with Willard and Dibs, live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area, presented by Habba's Law. You've been wronged. Habba's Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabbasLaw.com. I see those billboards everywhere. They're printing money. Heegan and I went out to Lathrop, River Islands, and they were way out there in Tracy.
Oh, yeah?
And they got the Giants banner on it. They got the Giants logo next to it. They're pretty money.
Well, it pays to be a lawyer.
It does. Trust me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They make money.
Yeah, they do.
Money.
Consultation. That'll be $12 million. It's like, wow.
We're efforting Stu Gotch right now.
I don't know if you know this, the audience, but right. Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotch have been together for 20 years. They just celebrated 20 years as a radio show. And you and I have just started our fifth year together. And you're ready to kill me at all times. But I did send you something yesterday that was the first ever show that we did together on air live, overtime.
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You've been trying to divorce me for, what, 3-4 full seasons now?
Ever since I started on television.
I realized, you've been trying to replace me
for four years. Tried it with Kate Scott, and she left me. I want my money. I want my money now. Kate Scott left me. I was like, damn, she left me at the altar. Oh, I'm stuck.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
If we're going to start a new beef, it should be with Miami. That way we can go visit Miami, like, you know, a little more often.
Well, the Niners do play there 2 days before Christmas. no real beef. Nah, you can't beef with Miami.
No, it's too much fun.
You know, Philadelphia, it is true. Being at Dumas' wedding, a couple of those guys knew who is exactly who I were.
Yeah? How many people at that wedding?
It was like over 200.
Oh, what? Really? Yeah, they got it like
wedding.
That, huh?
Big, yeah, it was a big wedding.
Wow.
Big wedding at the casino. It was great. It was great.
We had 200 at ours, but I'm not joking. 150 were immediate family for me and Michelle. Because you got so many family members. And we did it all, you know, an hour away. And it was still a lot of people. I mean, I remember she gave me my list. This is 15 years ago. She gave me the list. Like, you get about 5 people. Here you go.
It's a bit, guys. The whole stripper thing's a bit. And the reason why...
Clean it up, Ajay.
Because one day, I said overnight dancers or strippers or something like that. And I got the Chase Center the next day. And then over the next, like, month at Chase Center, while I was doing Warriors pre- and post-game shows, people were like, we love it when you shout out the strippers. Please shout out. So then I stopped shouting out the strippers because somebody on the text line was like, well, we got young kids in the car. You can't be doing that. So I said overnight dancers. And when I start saying overnight dancers, dude, I'm going to throw them under the bus. Dwayne Fontana, Ritter High's finest. Shout out Arizona State. I'm actually in the Survivor League, which is cool. I'm looking forward to winning that. But he was like, dog, shout out the strippers. Shout them out.
Well, people watch the shout out. My dad used to, you know, drive around. We'd go to like a burritos or food or whatever on the lane. And he'd pick us all up every now and then and drive everybody home. We would drive my boy Seamus home, and he lived right off of Cap Street. And, you know, back in the day, Cap Street was, you know.
It's still going on.
Yeah, and he would call them the ladies of the night.
Right.
Out on the corner. The ladies of the night. And it would always make me smile.
The ladies of the night.
My pops always say, you know, the ladies of the night.
Ladies of the night. They deserve love. Everybody deserves love. The overnight, you know, the plumbers, janitors.
Is that a Frisco thing from the 90s? If I say Cap Street, like, you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Well, I think people right now, people right now love Cap Street. I'm not going to go there. But listen, I haven't been to a strip club. Since February 2015, All-Star Weekend, New York City, with my boy Edwin from SF State. Edwin, I think his last name's Peabody. We went to SF State together. He worked at KTVU for a long time. I'm not sure if he's still there, but we had a night in New York City. It's like, yo, let's go to Manhattan. I don't know how, I don't even remember how the conversation started.
That's tough.
I ended up paying this cover, and we had a lot of fun. And that was the last time I've ever been into a gentleman's club.
All right,
the last time. 2015.
All right. I'm looking here at last night's game, Chiefs-Ravens, and I'm thinking about how this affects the Niners, right?
Niners have no shot?
it's pretty simple to me. Like, it's hard for me to believe in a team beating the Chiefs in the playoffs if they can't do it in the regular season. I'm not saying it's improbable, like it has 0% chance. It's just, it's unlikely. And so I'm watching tonight's game, and it's Green Bay against Philly. I want to see what Philly looks like. Like, I'm really intrigued to see what Saquon Barkley looks like with Kellen Moore at offensive coordinator. Can they get Jalen Hurts right? Like, that matters to me, because if he looks a little off and the running game looks low, it doesn't mean they can't figure it out, but it's like, if they hit the ground running from the beginning, it's like, all right, now Philly's a team that they're really a force to be reckoned with. I think they're going to figure it out. I think they're going to be better. And then Green Bay. Was last year, the final like 6 weeks, was that the high-level mirage? Or was that sustainable and real? Can they build on that? Can they make it even better? I really, really want to see if their defense is figured out. They played really good against the Niners in that playoff game, but they fired their defensive coordinator for a reason. Is Green Bay's defense real? These are two teams that I think the Niners are going to have to go through at some point. And so I'm really interested to see how they look against each other. I'm really intrigued to see Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love.
Oh, I want to see Saquon Barkley in this new uniform. Saquon Barkley coming over for the New York Giants. Now, obviously, the quarterback is going to take all the headlines. I think, yeah, Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts, we want to see how they spin it. But I want to see how Philadelphia incorporates Saquon Barkley and what he brings to that offense. A true bell cow running back to go alongside A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, of course, Devontae Smith. But obviously, with that side of things, the Jalen Hurts-Sirianni relationship. But really, it's Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts. How do they mesh together? How does Kellen Moore get the most out of Jalen Hurts? And then, of course, on the other side with Jordan Love, their receivers have to stay healthy. Is Chris Watson going to stay healthy? Romeo Doubs is going to stay healthy. They got players. And then our boy Josh Jacobs. How does he fit into that offense? How does he run the ball in Green Bay? And then defensively, looking at what they're doing now, Devin Smith's not going to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. So Will they have a linebacker issue? What's their secondary look like without Bradbury?
Completely revamped.
You know, they've revamped the whole damn thing. Cooper DeJean, is he going to play? Is he going to play today? Is he going to get reps? He's a rookie. You know what I mean?
And it's Vic Fangio, the defense coordinator?
He's a defense coordinator.
You know, I think that he does a really good job, so I'd be very interested to see what they look like defensively. Wouldn't we all agree their personnel was not good on defense last year?
Yep. I was looking at Kansas City's schedule from last year, just looking at the playoffs and everything like that, you have to beat Kansas City regular season to get some momentum or whatnot. Did you know Buffalo? I didn't even remember this game. Now it's starting to come back to me. But at a funeral that day, shout out to Coach Payne and the Paynes out there, went to his funeral that day. But Buffalo went to Kansas City and beat them.
Yeah, I actually think Buffalo matches up where they've lost multiple times on basically the final couple plays of a game. That's why I give the Niners a little more benefit of that. They lost multiple times in the last minute or so.
But Baltimore doesn't get that benefit of the doubt?
No. That game was, they were up 10, and it never felt like, I know they were chasing late, and I get that, but I felt like the Chiefs were in full control. That's just me. And then in that playoff game last year, they never looked right in that game. It just was off the whole second half.
I mean, literally, Zay Flowers, LeJarius Sneed made one of the best plays in Kansas City Chiefs history. Forcing that football on Zay Flowers. I don't know. Kansas City looks good. I get it. They're the toast of the town. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. And to beat a man, you have to beat the man. And I get it. To beat a man, but let's play this thing out. Let's play this thing out. Like, I've seen Kansas City down, and teams make mistakes. The thing is with Kansas City, they don't beat themselves. That's what these other teams do. They don't beat themselves whatsoever. Even if they throw an interception, they somehow figure out how to redeem themselves, right?
He got a pass tipped and jumped in the air with two defenders, and he boxed them out like he was getting a rebound, like he was Dennis Rodman in the 90s. I was like, this guy Mahomes. I mean, are you kidding me? Come on, that play was crazy. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. I just think that the Niners need it psychologically. They got this game that they play against them, to me, and I'm hyping it up already. I think this is a humongous game for their psyche and for the fan base's psyche.
Yeah, for the fan base's psyche, but you know what? If they met the Super Bowl, it wouldn't mean a damn thing. You don't think you wouldn't get those flashbacks of the previous two Super Bowls? If you play Kansas City, say they win the regular season. They beat Kansas City in regular season. Levi Stadium, we beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to laugh and be like, okay, yeah, maybe we'll see him again. We'll maybe see him again on the biggest stage. And on the biggest stage, where we've seen Shanahan and our players come up short, whether it's NFC Championship games and the Super Bowl, we're going to hype the game up, and I get it. I understand what you're saying. Hey, you want to just see it on paper. You want to see the Niners topple the Chiefs. You want to see Shanahan beat Andy Reid for the first time as a head coach. I get it. Trust me, I understand that. But it's not going to mean a damn thing if they made up in a Super Bowl.
Well, see, I completely disagree.
I watched
the Niners lose to the Eagles, and we could say, oh, they lost their quarterback, and they did. And then they went into the regular season, and they just absolutely throttled that team. And it's like, all right, bring the Eagles on anytime, any place, anywhere, right?
But I never thought the Eagles were on that level, though. You know what I'm saying? We went to that NFC Championship game.
I mean, they went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs.
I figured out they beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead. They beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium.
No, but I'm saying, they went in the Super Bowl. They went toe-to-toe in the final minute.
And they beat them at Arrowhead on Monday Night Football. It's their last signature win. In the rain. They beat them in the rain. I don't know, man. They played the Chiefs at the Super Bowl. Those same memories of 3rd and 15, Christian McCaffrey fumbling, Jake Moody missing a PAT, not scoring after an interception, Trent Williams called for holding, false starts, you know, George Kittle in both Super Bowls he's been in the block. I don't know how much bearing, if they did meet in the Super Bowl, how much bearing that regular season win will have in today's day and age.
It's just psyche for the fans.
For the fans.
That's
basically what I'm saying.
Well,
for the players, I don't think it means
the
damn
players,
thing.
The players, you do want to win. I mean, I think that they're going to really want to win that one. It felt like, to me, Lamar knew how important that game was. He was dropping his shoulder over and over and over again, running into defenders. That didn't feel like a regular season game for Lamar.
It was a toad setter.
Yeah, that felt like bigger for him, and I think he'll taper it back as the season goes on, because he knows how long the year is, and he's in a good job just staying healthy the last couple of years. But that game felt very big for Lamar Jackson, and I could feel that it felt big for him.
This is interesting. 925 Extended Mobile Tech Side. This is very interesting. Remember when we ran LA for seasons and then lost in an NFC Championship game?
Yeah.
But the Rams, they weren't even close in the regular seasons. And the Niners beat them to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but they had a different quarterback,
you know?
Too.
Yeah, but
you
but
know,
at
like
the
a
same
lot of those
time,
wins were against Jared Goff.
All right. Now we're picking and choosing. But I'm just saying,
it was different. So, like when we beat Seattle, once we finally beat them in the regular season, it was like, all right, we can beat Seattle but now. Like, you do have to do
Monday
it.
Monday Night Football, I declared the Rams dead. But Stafford looked awful. Awful. They looked awful.
I didn't.
And in the NFC Championship game, they beat the Niners. I got the one win. So I don't know how much these regular season wins are going to matter in the postseason. The postseason is just a different season. It's just entirely different. You throw the records out the window. You throw the numbers out the window. You throw the stats out the window. That's all it is. Like, is Detroit, is that game after? I'm going to be eager to see what Detroit does at Levi Stadium later in the season. Now, got to get through the Jets, and we'll break down the
it's
Jets.
So late
week
in the
one
year, too. I don't know where both teams are going to be at division-wise.
Things clinch.
It might mean more to one team than the other.
Right.
Like, last year, the Niners essentially had it all wrapped up by week 16. You know, and so I don't know. I don't know where they're going to be at right there. But I think that one is going to be a really good litmus test for both teams. That's got to – and then also, you don't – it's so late in the year, and you're going to face each other probably in the playoffs. How much do you show the other team? That's a good question. Well, like, I'm talking about that Detroit game going down.
Yeah.
Like,
if
you
it
almost
doesn't
don't
matter
want to show too much.
Yeah, if it doesn't matter, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much – I just don't know how much bearing that game's going to have. Now, Stugatz is on a flight. I know we had a weather delay last night, so I'm not sure if we're going to get him today, but it's all good. It's all good. We got the roasters coming in for breakfast. Jack's presented. I see him all setting up right now. Get Carter away from the breakfast. I'll tell you what's helping us work. There's Tim Jordan back there, the engineer. They're all getting their fingers dirty. Matt and Higgins, look where this Michigan quarter zip. By the way, is Michigan going to beat Texas tomorrow? It's a hell of a game in the morning.
All I care about with Texas is, can I just see Arch Manning? God, what are we doing?
Quinn Ewers, man. You're not a big Quinn Ewers fan?
I'm so out on Quinn Ewers.
He was solid last year.
He's fine. He's a college quarterback. He's fine.
So we're not going to talk much future here about what's going to happen next season, but I did find it interesting with Deebo Samuel yesterday.
Got
asked about his restructure contract. Here's Deebo's answer about his restructure contract.
I don't know what y'all think like reconstruction contracts mean, but that's not for y'all to know. It's for us to know. But I'm really controlling the things I can do. It's be where my feet are. I'm here right now, and you joke. We know. We see what the future holds.
So they were like, "Oh, does this mean that you're automatically gonna come back next year?" And it's like, no, not at all.
You know, he's a guy I've listened to a lot. Obviously, doing this job for a long time. 5 years now he's been with the team. Mm-hmm. It does feel like he's kind of finding his voice in a lot of these scrums and. I find him to be very authentic and genuine when he talks, and I don't think that he thinks down the line and all that. I do think he's very focused on, like, today. The receiver doc I thought was very telling. It, like, but Debo's just kind of what you see is what you get, and I don't think that I don't think that any of us understand the salary cap at all.
I don't think
these teams are thinking 3 years out. I think they're thinking about right now. And there are certain contracts that are multiple year contracts, but I think we spend way too much time talking about the future in general. And that's something I raised my hand and I agree. Like, I spend way too much time obsessing about 2026, 2027.
We got to stop pocket watching.
It's a wasted energy.
We got to stop pocket watching, man. Guys are going to get paid. Root for the players to get paid. Because when the players get paid, you know, said that means they're performing at a high, high level. And I want to keep premium players. But the pocket watching and the salary cap, that's the most exhausting thing about trading.
I'm ready to retire pocket watching as a comment.
Well, it's pocket watching. That's what we do. Pocket watching. Nick Bosa decided we got call of the week. You know what? Let's go to Ryan and Mello. Ryan, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Bonte, this is Ryan. Just got engaged to Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. Master roast is Sarah Solomon. She's working at NBC Sports Bay Area. She now works with the Golden State Warriors.
Oh.
And Ryan, on his birthday a couple years ago, told Sarah, I need to call the morning roast. She goes, dude, it's your birthday. He goes, I don't care. You don't know about this life. Ryan is a real roast. He was going to call.
Congratulations.
You know what I found inside information, Shasky? This is amazing.
Okay.
Ryan, I'm going to let him talk in Milo. He wanted to announce his engagement on the roast.
Oh.
He was going to propose on the roast to Sarah. And I was like, don't do that, dude.
Well, he lives in Menlo. That means he's financially looking very stable.
Maybe he's just working. Maybe it's a cheese. Go ahead, Ryan.
How is Menlo this morning?
I want to talk about something huge that no one seems to be talking about this year, is that we don't have Spencer Burford or Feliciano at the right guard, and Dominic Puni is going to block Quinnen Williams and then eventually Chris Jones this year, and it's going to be great.
I'm with you on that. Watching Chris Jones pick which one of the garbage offensive linemen he wants to attack. I'm not just going to the Ravens, just like every week. He's so old school with that. Like, I'm going to go after this guy. I'm going to go after this guy. He's a beast. And yes, if there's a weak spot on this team, he will exploit it.
Man, Ryan, hug up. Ryan is, man, Ryan is a roaster. He's a real one.
But you're getting all kinds of calls in, like, hey, Ponte, this is me. This is your barista from 18 years ago.
I don't know what's going on today. I don't know what's going on today. Maybe I'm just texting.
Ponte, I was your PE teacher in sixth grade.
Ponte, this is the overnight dancer from 2015.
Hey.
Why'd you go there?
Hey, you know what, though? You know what, though? Not 2018.
That's a five.
That is a five. No, I lied.
It's an overnight dance of five.
For Diamond. Everybody clap it up for Diamond.
Now, listen. Speaking of Diamonds.
It's always a different one.
Porsche. Mercedes.
Mercedes is Crystal. the No Limit Records.
Crystal.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say Mercedes. That particular album cover. You know exactly what I'm Crystal. Talking about.
Now, speaking of strip clubs, I lied a little bit. My boy, Gary Trailwell. What up, GT? We took a trip to Portland. It was a year Iguodala signed a three-year, $45 million.
No, I'm fine.
It's okay. So we took a road trip. Mo Money, GT, and was with the mayor of Portland. Our boy Josh, he knew everybody in Portland. He owned his own Hawaiian barbecue restaurant, was taking us from club to club. It was an amazing weekend. This one boy, Connor, who was working in here at 95.7 The Game, he sent out the thank you, Andres, the fake Woj got him with the five-year, $48 million deal. And I was doing Facebook Lives, and my boy Connor needed to take a play. I was like, dude, that's the fake Woj, homie. Yeah. You got us rolling.
He got ball sacks boarded.
Yeah, oh, dude. People were blaming me on Twitter. Oh, Bonte's running the account. Anyway, Chi-Chi just reminded me. Chi-Chi just reminded me. Don't forget about Portland, homie. I think that was 2016-17. We did go to a strip club in Portland that night. That was the last strip club I've been to.
Win one for Chauncey.
The Rose Garden.
And let me tell you, strip clubs in Portland. The cover charges were cheap. It was like $5.
Stop it.
And then we got in there and realized why it was $5 and quickly exited.
Don't talk about that.
But yeah, that's shout out to GT. That was a fun roast.
Did you smell that?
It's Jack's Restaurant.
It's really the caller of the week.
Let's go to Will in Reno. Will, what's happening, man? You're the roast.
What's up, guys? I want to thank you guys, Shafty, and I listen to you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better listening to this 49.
I mean,
save that. We got a new Jim Barnett moment.
Hey, for the doobies this year, Sam, have you been keeping track of all these signs and things? Like, that's one of the funniest moments of the year.
Yes, I have been keeping track of the doobie awards.
How many dismissals do I have?
Well, you see, you came up with that category, like, yesterday, so no, I don't have any right now.
How many mispronunciations for me and Bonte?
Oh, well, I stopped bringing more of those in because I have enough already.
No, see, we need a montage of mispronunciations.
Yeah, we're not going to have time to play all the mispronunciations on that.
Give them that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audie Ruschman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
If you think about it, Ayuk and Debo, mm-hmm. Juwan Jennings on third down, George Kittle, you got Ute Juice, mm-hmm. you got CMC.
I ejected from the check as fast as the caller ejected from your name.
Here you still say Hufanga.
I was screwed up.
You guys want to hear the mispronunciations we got so far before we hit the break?
Oh, gosh.
So we got a caller calling Chasky. Yeah. One of you guys referred to Evan or Grandy. I don't know which one as Evan Grandy. So one of you guys combined them. We got Hung Shu Chu. We got Jordan Goff. We got my Paige Buker. Someone mispronounced MAGA or MAGA at one point. However you want to say it, I really don't care. We got Guru's Puka Nakuya.
You know, now we got Luka Akua.
Or no, I guess Puka Nakuya was someone else said that.
Luka Doncic and Puka Nakua.
Yeah, we got Quentin Pope. Oh, and then we got Richie and Queens called him AJ Ananabi. And then one of you guys called Steve Spagnuolo Steve Spagnolia. So, and I'm sure there's others we could add on to, but we got a lot so far.
No, I'm thinking of like Magnolia Slim, the Nolia. Hey,
what's it, Wan Chu Chu, you said? Wan Chu Chu.
Yeah, Hung Chu Chu. I don't know if that's Jung Hu Lee or Shin Chu Chu or what.
I'm nervous about that.
See, all these out of context make no sense.
Can we please book a Nick Friedell to be the master of ceremonies so that we can have his voice setting up every category?
Well, you know, the Doopie Awards, before we go to break, they need to be at with a live studio audience. We need to be at a bar.
Oh, I like that.
Doing that.
I like
with tuxedos
that.
With and everything. Like this that. Needs to be big
yeah,
time.
I like that.
Like, not
like
just
that.
Here.
Rent a, like, rent a,
and,
like a venue out?
A random Wednesday in December. Let's do the Doobie Award. No. We need to be at Schroeder's, yeah. Jack's, somewhere.
I like
a live studio audience with fake awards. We could go get some W Awards. We'll get a trophy case center to make trophies for us with Doobie Awards in all our categories. It needs to happen. Put that out there right now. All right. Peru? No, I knew it was Peru. I like to say Peru, though. I don't know where I got that. Hey, we go to Peru. It's Peru. I know that. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. More of your phone calls. 888-957-9570. And breakfast with the Roasters. They're here. They're here right now.
You know, now we got Luca.
Ball. I was like, oh my God.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Be a roaster for life. That's a drop. That's like Ryan. Ryan and Sarah Sellers. Congrats to Sarah Sellers. That's why I hit up. Sarah, congrats. Tell Ryan to be careful. And she goes, he wanted to announce it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the roast, he really did. He loves you, Shasky. He really does.
Does he?
Yeah, like Willa Nevada.
There is somebody Willa out
Reno.
There.
Willa Reno. You don't even know who's the other guy.
Well, there are two types of people. There's Bonte people and there's Butcher people.
There are.
You know, and that's the beauty of this.
There are differences.
You know? And you know the way...
My fans are a little too volatile. I'm like, pipe it down.
Well, this might be a too... maybe this is too visual, but like I can never choose between vanilla and chocolate, right? I go back and forth. And that's why the swirl exists. And that's what the roast is. We're like one of those like swirly cones. Who doesn't love a swirly cone, right? So they have this thing in an In-N-Out burger.
Jack's breakfast burrito.
Hey, bro, Jack's. I just smashed a Jack's bacon burrito with a little bit of... I like sour cream.
Oh, I love
my
sour
burrito.
Cream.
I just love sour cream.
Oh,
in general.
My God.
I don't think I bribe sour cream. I think I bribe
And I'm yogurt. Seeing the roasters. I see a Willis jersey. I see a Debo jersey. I think I see Verducci over there, I believe. I see another 52. That looks like a Willis
rolling.
Jersey.
Oh, they're rolling
my
in.
My guy got the long hair looking
they're
so...
They're rolling in. They're rolling
he's
in.
He's ready.
They're rolling in. They got the hats on. They got the Niners gear on. They're ready to roll as Taylor Swift is on our screen right now. I can't believe... I thought Travis Kelce and Double B done by now. But, man, she's all into it.
Well, if you were going to write the script for the NFL, you'd have them break up midseason. Right? If you were. Like, because that way it would just create its own drama.
Script writers, schedule makers.
Speaking of which, no podcast is worth $30 million. Is that what they got? They got $30 million to do their podcast?
No, I thought it was $100 million.
Was it that much?
3 years, $100 million, I think.
Yeah. Well, $30 million. Okay, well, whatever.
$30 million a year, $100 million overall. That's damn.
No, it's incredible money.
Maybe I should have stuck to podcasting.
I mean, but you're telling me they're more valuable than Stephen A. Smith in the space?
Oh, well, he'll get his bag. Trust me. He's going to get his bag. Stack Jackie Bad Bar's got their bag. What's another good? KG and Paul Pierce are getting their bag.
Well, I wonder on that, like KG and Paul Pierce, how long is that able to go?
Oh, they're going to go for as long as they do. Paul Pierce is unbelievable. Hitting KG. I'm telling you, KG, you thought I was crazy for listening to that, but then Stackhouse came out. I was like, oh, I enjoy KG and Paul Pierce because I get where he's coming from. He's raw and authentic. He's giving me the full KG, Kevin Garnett experience. It's another good podcast out there. Oh, Andre Ward. Shout out to the SOG. Boy, Andre Ward, who's a friend of the roast.
Well,
of course.
You're basically ducking the best one.
No, Andre Ward's got a great podcast.
Baseball guys.
Who? Oh, well.
Garlic fries. Oh, well, my God.
There you go.
Well, you just crapped
on it. Oh, my God. You
just crapped
on it.
You just a Brock Purdy jersey?
No. So all the roasters are showing up now. We're doing breakfast with the roast. Yeah. Jack's provided unbelievable breakfast. Yeah. I look into the studio and I see, you know, Big Trent, a.k.a. Craig. Craig, a.k.a. our boy.
Oh, I thought it was your boy, Carter.
Carter,
you
don't
even
thank
remember
you,
his name.
Yeah,
I thought
one more mispronunciation
guy.
Award.
Yeah, but you don't even remember his name.
I know, I was so flustered.
I think
there's
I got
a guy
Carter
in the Eagles jersey.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's a guy in the Eagles jersey.
You know what?
Where are you going? Bonte's leaving the studio. He took his headphones off.
You gotta get out of here.
He's telling a guy in the Eagles jersey to get out of here. Oh, my God.
Hey, he had to do that, though. Like, come on, what are we doing here?
Wow. You hear this? Can the audience
hear
this?
Oh, yeah.
Out of here. Get that off.
Party's over. Bonte pulling the old dad. Like, I'm home. Party's over. Don't steal my oven knobs.
Lights on. Get out.
Lights on. I just saw a good movie on Netflix. It was about like a coming
of age. This guy's in here with a Shady McCoy jersey on. I'm pulling the chasket and interrupting you. This guy's in here with a Shady McCoy jersey on and the Eagles hat on, and he's putting his hands out like, what, Bonte, what? He's in here trolling. Now I'm triggered.
Football
no, I want the Eagles.
Back, baby.
Yeah,
let's
I want
go.
The Eagles to get beat by 50, but I want Saquon to score about 25 points. I want the Eagles to get by 50. The Philadelphia Eagles. I was just in that damn stinking town. You see me on a Rocky set. I talk trash, and it told me to calm it down. She was like, dude, you got to chill. You don't have to talk trash to every single Eagles fan you see. Women, men,
yeah,
kids.
That's not cool.
You know, I didn't know. It was cool. Eagles cry on the road to misery.
So you're rooting for the Packers tonight?
Cry. Hell yeah. I will never, ever root for a Philadelphia team ever. So the Phillies are playing the Braves. I thought about going to Citizens Bank Park, but I said, you know what? We saw the Yankees. I saw back-to-back-to-back home runs. I'm going to leave it there on this trip. But every time I saw a Philly fan at a hotel, I was like, hey, Phillies win today? Yeah, we won. And I just keep it moving. And then one game, they lost it to get a series. So I was like, Phillies lose today?
You sound like Chris Tucker.
Phillies lose today? And they go, yeah, it was a tough one. I say, yeah. Good. You deserve it.
You sound like Chris Tucker. And then when Debo leaves, I'd be talking again.
Oh, yeah. But guess what, though? The hate. The hate. on the flip side, I mean, oh my gosh. This lady, she was hitting her Phillies jersey with her husband. I go, Phillies lose? She goes, yeah. I was like, good. She goes, ugh. Well, we got the Eagles coming up. I was like, oh, you're an Eagles fan? She's like, yeah. Boy, I hate the 49ers. Unsolicited. I hate the 49ers.
Were you wearing Niner gear?
I was not wearing Niner
no
gear.
No SF gear.
No SF gear at that time. I had the back-to-back hat, though. But, you know, I had Niner gear in the cut. And I forgot this hat. I wanted to bring this hat to really make sure.
So you tucked your chain, quote unquote.
No, I had the chain out. But I was like, oh, you hate the Niners? I said, how'd you like that 42 burger last year? She goes, you're a Niner fan? You're from San Francisco? The way she said, you're from San Francisco?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you damn right. And we're coming back to kick your ass again this year.
You're damn right. You know? You talking smack to some poor, some grandmother.
Can sit here and do a sugarcoat
job. What are you doing, Joe Lacob?
Joe Lacob, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This guy was selling merch next to the Rocky statue. He had all the Eagles gear out. I go, you really selling that sticking gear? Ain't nobody buying that stuff. He goes, he looked at me, you crazy. He was on the phone. I go, that stuff is worth $5 a pop, dude. Get those knockoffs out of here. And I did have the Niner hat on. I said, you see this? He goes, homie, this is a Philadelphia town. I said, hell no. Last year in December, it was a Niner town. 42 burger, homie. He got mad. He got off the phone. He put the phone to his head. He's like, you a Niner fan? I said, man, y'all suck. I talked smack to every single. I stand on mine. I stand on it. As I wore the City College of San Francisco little dry fit shirt, running the Rocky stairs. I talk trash to everybody in Philadelphia. Let them know that I haven't forgot what happened a couple years ago in the NFC Championship game. I haven't forgot what happened last year when Debo scored not once, not twice, but he went hat trick on them three times and set the tone. Nobody forgets. Philadelphia, I will hate them for the rest of my life. That will be my personal number one rival. The Rams, whatever. The Seahawks, whatever. The Eagles, I will hate forever, and I will root against them for the rest of my life.
X factor for the Niners this year. Who is the X factor for the Niners this year? Not the best player, not the guy who needs other careers. Who's the X factor?
X factor for the 49ers. That's a great question.
Because when I watched the Chiefs last night and they did that little end around for Xavier Worthy, I was like, oh boy, that's an X factor. Yeah. Like, not a guy who's going to lead you in receptions.
It's a combo.
Not a guy. Like, Tyreek Hill had 12 touchdowns as a rookie. He had three punt returns and a couple rushing ones. I could see Xavier Worthy being an X factor, not having 1,200 yards, but having like 800 yards and like nine touchdowns.
I'll tell you who my X factors are. It's a combination. It's a combination sensation. Collins and Hargrave in the middle of that defense.
Okay.
Nobody's talking about these D tackles. How will they hold up? Will they be able to stay healthy? Will they be able to get after the quarterback? Will teams be able to run the ball up the middle against the 49ers this year? Those two guys, alongside Nick Bosa, because Nick Bosa, I already told you, he's the most important 49er for me this season, especially with the lack of edge depth. But those two D tackles, Kinlaw's gone, and we had Marty Lyons on yesterday, and I heard Anthony Beck actually was starting to guru this, and Kinlaw gained about 30 pounds. He's had a phenomenal camp. Okay, all right, we'll see how much. And he's going to be motivated on Monday Night Football. Collins, Hargrave are my X factors. How do they hold up in the middle of that defensive line?
Okay, so defense, I'm going to take Tig Brown. I think Tig Brown is the X factor for this team on defense because he's a guy that feels like one of those ball knack guys. He got a knack for making plays and disrupting and dislodging the ball and walking away with it. In the short period he was a starter last year, it just felt like stuff happened. He jumped passing routes. He punched balls out. You saw it in the preseason. Yeah. I'm going to take Tig Brown on defense. On offense, I'm going to take Jordan Mason. I think Jordan Mason is going to be the X factor for this 49er team. I think he brings a little different bruiser running style to the offense. I think Shanahan's going to lean into him. I think they're going to need to lean into him. I think they're going to try to put McCaffrey, you know, situationally on the sidelines. I think it's Jordan Mason for me. I'm going to go underline.
Offensively.
I really like Jordan Mason this year.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go trenches again.
Okay.
Brindle and McKivitz. How well do they hold up?
See, they're more litmus test guys. Like, if they play well, the team plays well.
Well, that's what they're X factors to me. Because You got Jets coming in with Will McDonough and Jermaine Johnson. You got all these pass rushers coming into town. How do they hold up? This offense, hell, the offensive line in general. You know, if they're playing well, then all of a sudden Brock Purdy's throwing for 4,000 yards.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel's blow 4,000, and Kittle's going 4,000. McCaffrey's running the ball well. Jordan Mason's vulturing touchdowns at the goal line. This offensive line, it's the trenches for me, man. The trenches last night. Who controlled the trenches for the most part? It was a dogfight. Both teams didn't run the ball great. You know what I'm saying? But Chris Jones had to make plays. When he had to make plays, he was in that backfield every single play. Nnamdi and Ojabo and those guys from the Baltimore Ravens, they were putting pressure on Mahomes, and he evaded pressure at times. That's what he does. He escapes. But the trenches, man, because the trenches is what's really lost the Super Bowl. They lost to the trenches, man.
They did. We've avoided it long enough. A CMC being listed with a calf Achilles injury.
I know how you feel.
I'm petrified.
Yeah. I can tell.
Dre Greenlaw had the calf Achilles. Oh. Kevin Durant had the calf Achilles.
That's what I thought of immediately, Kevin Durant.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
No, this is a concern.
This is appropriate fear.
When Achilles popped up on the injury report, I was like, wait a minute. Thought it was just a calf.
It's not good.
Well, that means there's going to be a lot of Jordan Mason.
It's just not good.
I don't think we're going to see 20 touches a game from McCaffrey.
Last year, Burrow had the calf injury.
And it lingered all year.
All year.
Yeah. They just lined up a shotgun. He didn't even move. Remember the Monday night game he had where he was destroyed?
Yeah.
Destroyed quick slants and wide receiver screens. And I think Jamar Chase had over 10 catches in that game. He hit the over on a prop that day. I remember that. But Jordan Mason's probably going to get a lot of carries. He's probably going to get 8 to 10 touches a game in a run game. They're going to have to.
Boy, can they? I mean, if CMC goes down for a big stretch, let's say he misses a month.
I think they could overcome it with Jordan Mason. Now, you know what, though? I know Steiny hates this, but pass blocking is an issue for Mason in the pass game.
And that's where you're going to have to keep juice in there a lot more than you want on those types of situations. Not that he can't catch the ball in the backfield and block very well, but like it's different. I mean, CMC is one of the best weapons in the game. This is not good. It's not a good way to start the season.
Madden curse.
I mean, just football, like playing running back.
I just one suggestion here, as we have all the roasters in here. That Eagles fan cannot come into the studio. I love him. I thank him for coming. But he cannot come into the studio with that hat and that jersey. It's not happening.
Did somebody pay somebody to come in wearing Eagles gear?
It's a troll job. It's a troll job. And I ain't having it today. I'm not having
What's
it.
His name?
I don't care. I don't care what his name is.
We're calling Philly Dave.
Philly Dave. I'm not calling him that. Let's go to Miguel and Hayward.
Hey, Miguel. What's happening?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Well, you know, just let me say that football's back, finally, thank God. But just let me say this, you know, I got the Niners winning by 32 and the Jets by 7. I feel that Deebo Samuel
Wait, let me stop you. I got to stop you. You have the Niners winning by 32?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got the 32-7 is the score? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the score.
Gotcha.
That's what I got. Because you know, like every time when I see Aaron Rodgers play the 49ers, man, like the Niners defense just lights them up. And I feel that now, you know, like the Niners door is kind of closing, but this is their year to do it. And, you know, you got to go to that Super Bowl, man, and you got to show Monday night and show everybody that, you know, we're still the team to talk about. So I got the Niners winning by 32 and the Jets by 7. And then next thing you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, relax.
Miguel, I like you, bro. I like
25 points, by the way, 32 minus 7. Just wanted to get that.
No, it's all good, man.
So I wasn't the only one that was confused there?
I'm not a math major either, but Miguel was cooking, though, babe. 32-7. 32-7. Not sure how you got the 32, but 32-7.
That next question.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Why do I have to clean it up? Tell Miguel to clean it up, Flip. So if it's 32.
Well, they'll probably go for 2 on 1 touchdown, and then they'll get a field goal.
Well, I was thinking maybe 3 touchdowns.
I'm not sure Sam
is. No. I was thinking this is where my mind went.
Uh-huh.
3 touchdowns, which makes 21.
Well, I watched three where your field mind goals, went. Your mind went straight down goals, into that burrito.
3 field goals and a safety. So 3 touchdowns, 3 field goals, and a safety. There you go. That's how you get to 32.
Huh.
I know math and football. I know how to get the score right. That's for sure.
Statistics, am I right?
Hey, B, stop pocket watching the caller.
the ultimate. I think is this KC? KC, is that our boy KC? He's the ultimate pocket watcher. He's always pocket watching.
Yeah, it's called being a modern sports fan. You have to understand salary caps. What's up, guys. Buddy?
This is JC from SAC.
Oh, JC, what's up, baby?
Yeah,
what's up?
Man. You know, I ain't called in a couple weeks, man. It's all good.
What's up, Jesus Christ?
Man, I just want to say very quickly, Kansas City did not look like a juggernaut to me last night. They got some new weapons, yes. But the offensive line still looked average. Mahomes was getting pressure. He was just being Houdini last night. They still have the worst right tackle in the league. Oh, my, he's terrible.
Yeah.
they look like they could be exposed a little bit at linebacker, mm-hmm. but their defense pretty much carried them for most of the game, just like last year. Kelce looked like he significantly slowed down. Mm. But I think they knew that. That's why they went and got those extra weapons. And people are saying when Marquise Brown comes back, this is his 13 in 5 years.
I'm with you.
And the same thing. Yeah, like he's not some juggernaut of a wide receiver. And as far as the Niners, yeah, I'm concerned about C-Mac, but I'm not surprised because he had 400 touches last year in 19 games. Like, newsflash, if you draft him in your fantasy as your first pick, you're bugging. I got Jordan Mason in every one of my leagues. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew he was going to play. That's a concern. The interior D-line is a definite concern for me as far as the depth mm-hmm. and the run defense.
Yep.
Tight end depth is a concern for me. So I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm just like, I really don't know what to expect because if anything doesn't go according to plan as far as injury, man, it's going to be rough. They're going to have to be active at that trade deadline if we're really in a playoff hunt, you know? So
JC, man, I like where your mind is at. Interior depth, edge rusher depth has been something that I've had my eyes on it. I think they will be active. It's not just restructuring these contracts just to save money for next year and Brock Purdy. I think the Niners will be active. They're always active at the deadline because they are in a Super Bowl or now mentality. They want to win the ultimate. You heard John Lynch at that 49ers luncheon? It's like, we're going to go do this damn thing, right? This is after he said the whole, hey, we're not gifted Super Bowls. We're not owed anything. But they feel it in that building. They feel it. And I'm going to feel it Monday night when Frank Gore gets inducted into the Edward J. DeBartolo Senior Hall of Fame. They feel it. They see Kansas City and Baltimore last night. They know what time it is. And I'm with JC. Kansas City don't scare me no more, man. I see the Niners push them to the brink. I see the Ravens push them to the brink. I see the Bills push them to the brink. I see the Bengals. They're not unbeatable. Damn Kansas City. They're scared to go to church on Sunday. They'll watch the damn NFL. I'm sick of Kansas City. They stole our banner. What I thought last night when they quit out there with their little pregame pageantry, I said we should have been at Levi's celebrating a championship, and they stole one from us. We gave it away. Gave that thing away. So the hell with Kansas City. The hell with them. Nobody's scared of them. They're beatable. I got a Raider fan over here because the Raider fan has no shot in hell in Joe Spadoni. Their season's done already. Sorry to understand where his mind is
Antonio
at.
Antonio Pierce is beating him, Vontae. Kyle Shanahan's never right. beaten him.
Antonio Pierce beat him, so it is possible.
If well, not Raiders for Kyle Shanahan. Chiefs, he's had four opportunities. He's 0-4.
Yeah, I agree.
Two of the biggest games of his life. Can't get it done. Christmas Day's last time they lost. That was to Aiden O'Connell. He didn't even complete a pass outside of the first quarter.
That's what I'm saying, and they still lost.
Okay, anyone can be beaten in the NFL in one game sample sizes.
Right.
But you are watching the greatest quarterback of all time. We can all see that. It's pretty clear. He's
great.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
And even Brady got beat in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Or once or twice.
Sure.
Three times.
Mahomes lost the Super Bowl too.
But yeah, it's
he sure did.
Yeah, to Brady.
He got blown out.
Weird how that all works out.
Should have lost to Jimmy G. Should have read the damn ball with 1:49 left.
We're going to look back at that and be like, there's no way Mahomes was losing to Jimmy G.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
You want to talk about why Shanahan should be like a Niner coach for life? It's probably getting Jimmy G three quarters of the way through a Super Bowl, and he could have been MVP.
Could have been. He could have been. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, hold on, let me ask this question. Are you really afraid of the big, bad Kansas City Chiefs? Are you worried about them? No.
Like, Dallas Cowboys, I thought, like, man, they're just a better team, right? Like, they're just a better team. In this particular equation, it's not that they're the better team. They are a very good team. They got the best player almost ever, right? And it's like, God, it's like you're watching Michael Jordan just pull rabbits out of his hat, like left and right. And it's tough. It's really tough.
All right. Super Chat, 510, he sent the Super Chat, donated $10. Good luck to Alonzo and the whole Newark Memorial football team today against Tennyson High and Hayward. Let's go. Shout out to the 510. Get it done. Although, Tennyson, I think, is my boy, our boy Tamir's school. So I'm a little conflicted there. I just hope both of you guys have a good game. Have fun out there. Have a lot of fun. Newark against Tennyson High. 888-957-9570. We got to see these calls coming up.
I know, but...
if you're scared of the Chiefs, tell me why you're scared of the Chiefs.
It's not that we're scared. It's just... There's just this, like...
Shook.
He's like the Turk. He's like the Undertaker. He's just always lurking. And you think you hold him down, and the next thing you know, he's like escaping pressure and ripping the ball down the field. And like, you know, you get anywhere near him, you breathe on him. Oh, that's 15-yard penalty. All third and forever, automatic first down. And then they got this other guy on the other side of the line, Chris Jones, who's just constantly caving in your offensive line. They're really good. They're really good. It's just tough. We're really good. We're freaking awesome. And it's like that one player is just, he's that good. This is what it's like when you're watching Steph Curry, like on the other side. This is what it was like when you were watching Barry Bonds, if you're on the other side. Like, now I kind of get it.
Let's hear from RJ at Fairfield. Then we'll get the mic at Walnut Creek. RJ, real quick, before you start. First of all, you're doing a hell of a job as a father. The streets are talking. They said you're doing a hell of a job. You've changed diapers in like 2.5 seconds. But also, you don't strike me. You're the most confident sports fan. One of the most confident sports fans I know. I know you're not afraid of the big, bad Kansas City Chiefs, are you?
Are you serious? I'm scared. I do not want to face them at all. I'm with Shasky. Me and Shasky don't get along. We don't see eye to eye. But I'm always with Shasky. I mean, look at Pat Mahomes. He did magic in the pocket last night. He caught his own deflection. Like, he is the greatest quarterback I've seen in my lifetime. And I do not want to see them. I want to, like you said, Shasky, yesterday. I'd rather face the Houston Texans. I'd rather face anybody. They have our number, Bonte. And like I said, you are a very confident person, Bonte, but you don't want to see the Chiefs. I don't even want to see the Chiefs in the season.
No, I want like, the Chiefs, RJ. I want the Chiefs in New Orleans.
He told Chris Collinsworth, there's not a defense that I have not seen.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the league for a long time, and Andy Reid, yeah, of course.
So you're telling me up until this point, he's just kind of like, you know, learning it? The guy's got three championships. He's 28 years old.
I'm not afraid of him.
He's going to tie Montana before he turns 29.
If Nick Bosa, so you're already crowning him, then. No, I'm just saying. You're already crowning him. You already crowned him. You just crowned Patrick Mahomes right then and there.
He's been in the AFC Championship game every year.
I don't care what his resume looks like. Nick Bosa.
It's called being appropriately feared.
Nick Bosa, I'm ready for you, big dog. It's your time. It's your time. I'm afraid of Patrick Mahomes. I don't care.
You guys want to hear a crazy stat with Patrick Mahomes? He started 97 games in his career.
Uh-huh.
The Chiefs have only lost three of them by more than one score.
Great. They're in close games.
No. Did the Niners get they're always out? In close games.
So let me ask this. Okay. A minute to go. Everyone's got the same roster. You're going against the 85 Bears or the Legion of Boom. Pick who you want. You're not taking Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback?
I'm not taking Patrick Mahomes against the Ravens defense with Sam Adams, Tony Siragusa, Ray Lewis, Dwight Starks, and Chris McAllister, or Rod Woodson. And Martin. I'm taking 85 Bears, shutting them down, putting 85 Bears defense.
What quarterback are you taking all time?
Against Mahomes?
Yeah.
I'll take Montana.
Yeah, I'm taking Mahomes.
I'll take Brady.
Yeah, I'm taking
I'll take Marino. I'll take Elway.
With all the respect to those other guys.
You want Mahomes? Give me Montana. I'll take Montana. You want to take Mahomes? Take Tom Brady. Okay. I'll take Tom Brady.
This guy might end up with like seven Super Bowls.
Mike and Walnut Creek.
There's nothing you can do about it.
They keep drafting like they are.
Mike and Walnut Creek. What's up, baby?
What's up, gentlemen? Longtime listener. Called a few times. Driving through Fairfield out right now on the way to Edgewood, Tahoe to play.
Oh, nice.
Thanks for taking the call. I agree with basically everything that last caller said. I said it to my wife and all my friends going into the last Super Bowl, watching the Ravens Chiefs. I said, I do not want to play Mahomes. I am scared of nobody, but that man terrifies me.
I completely agree.
That's all I got to say. Thanks, gentlemen. Still listening.
Look, Emmitt Smith, I couldn't stand Emmitt Smith, but I also recognize, like, damn, he's so good. like so good. You know what I mean? And like you have to acknowledge the other team. You always talk about this. Yo, B. Joe, you got to look at the other team. And I've been watching football my whole life, and what this guy can do from the pocket as a pocket quarterback, and then extending plays, feeling pressure, arm angles, touch, rifling balls in. You tell me where the flaw in his game is.
I have a six-pack. It's just under the dad bod.
Listen, I thought Mahomes, he had a game against the Ravens on Monday Night Football, pandemic season. Had one of the greatest first halves I've ever seen. I said, I think I'm watching the greatest quarterback living. I acknowledge that the Chiefs are very good. They're very, very good. Very, very good. Now I'm looking at Philly Dave in here. Gosh, I got to deal with you being worried about the Chiefs and crowning them before Week 1's even over. I got a Raider fan over here.
He's turning into Jimmy G in the pocket.
And now I got Philly Dave.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.